kansalaiset, 93,7 megahertsiä. Painakaa se mieleenne.
Head kuulajad, algas Eesti saade. Mina olen Lauri Leis. Täna räägime saates jällegi inglise keeles, kuna meil on saates külaline Ühendkuningriikidest. Tema nimi on Alistair Clark ja äsja kuulasime Ali enda komponeeritud ja salvestatud pala World's End. Ja saate jooksul kuulame veel paari Ali poolt salvestatud pala ka tuntud artistidelt ja samuti kuulame muusikat, mis meie saate külalist on mõjutanud. Hello Ali.
Hello.
Welcome
Hello.
To our show.
Thank you for having me.
That song we were just listening, it's your own composition, World's End.
Yes, yeah, it was, well, I originally sort of, I composed it in 2009, and it was at college, and I was sort of playing around on the piano. There was a group of us, and I wasn't really sort of trying to play it to anyone. I was just playing the main melody, and one of the people turned around and they said, "Oh, Ali, that's a great melody. Where did you learn it from?" And I said, "I just composed it." And then I played the whole thing on the piano. And then they, like a year and a half later, we actually made it into one of our assessments. And so, yeah, no, it was a brilliant thing. And me and my friend from college, we tried to do another version of it. And then I wanted to do a piano version of it. So, no, but it was... I enjoyed making. Obviously, it was made on Logic, so lots of sort of different channels and stuff like that. A lot of it is obviously, as you hear, overlapping. But yeah, the whole composition of it is obviously it's all my own sort of stuff. It did take a few months to do, but I did do it. I got there. It was great fun. It took a while, but I got there. I loved it.
It's piano music, your favorite music?
Well, I would say yes, because I started playing piano from a very early age, and my mum bought me a piano, and the first tune I ever learnt on it was the Pink Panther theme tune. And it doesn't matter how my dad's got a friend, or still does, that we used to go and see up in London, and they've got a piano, and I could say to them, oh, I've got a new composition, or I can play this now. It doesn't matter how many times I go there or how better the compositions or the songs I can play get, they always say at the end, we want the Pink Panther. I say, no, I'm not playing the sodding Pink Panther. I'm a 30-year-old man. I need to embrace the opportunity. But no, I can play it, you know, I can, yeah, so. But then, no, in terms of my favorite music, yeah, it's, I like all sort of music.
Yeah, actually, you brought with you some songs from the artist whom you like, but you may introduce some of them.
Yeah, well, basically the music that I, like I said, I like listening to a lot of music. My favorite music is it's from a Dutch Holland record label called Master of Hardcore, but the artist you're about to hear, Ophidian, he actually kind of got me in to sort of actually mixing classical with the hardcore type stuff. And Ophidian Pegasus is a good sample of that, because he's a classical pianist and he mixes too, and I think it's a great influence.
Oh, let's listen to it.
Sweat and sins.
So this was Orphidian song Pegasus, one of the favorite artists of our studio guest. So tell us some more about the music you like.
I would say, well, I have Spotify, as a lot of many people do. Like I said, the common misconception is, I mean, only on my Spotify, I only have the type of music that I like to, I choose to listen to. But I will listen to a lot of music. I mean, coming up, we've got some rock and stuff like that. But the thing about it is that over the years, music's always been in my life, some form of another. I've always, you know, I've got this sort of, my dad calls it kind of, well, my dad and my stepmom say, you know, this is quite a good thing to have. I can listen to a tune and I can play it on piano. But what I like to do is I like to listen to, like on the piano, I can play a lot of 90s stuff. I can play, obviously coming up now, some rock sort of songs. But what I do is I take them, I try to keep as much of the original so people recognize the original, but I also put my own sort of spin on it. So it's still got the original tune in there, but I've sort of adapted it for my sort of style. And my dad and my stepmother say, oh, what's the style you like to play? And I don't really have a style, if I'm honest. I just kind of, I like World's End, I had a vision of a sound that I wanted to play, and I just got it down. And as I said, I've been playing piano for, you know, since an early age, but I can't read music. So all of the stuff is in my head. It's the same as the Ophidian artist. But in terms of music that I listen to, yeah, pretty much will listen to anything, really. I'm not fussy.
So the next artist we're going to listen is N-Vitrel.
Yeah, N-Vitrel.
N-Vitrel.
Yeah, it's the Masters of Hardcore Monster Mashup. This was actually literally released last week as its 500th EP. And if someone were to ask me, define Masters of Hardcore, that for me would be, I know it's only just been released, but for me personally, that would be it, because it's mental, it's crazy, but it's also got one of the most recognized anthems in there as well.
Masters of Hardcore!
Voice of me.
So you are listening to Eesti saade, kuulate Eesti saadet ja meil on külas täna Alistair Clark Ühendkuningriigist. So Ali, this was one of your favorites in Vitral. And the next song you have chosen for us to listen is Sound of Silence by the group called Disturbed.
Yeah, the Disturbed are one of my favorite rock bands. Well, it's obviously, you know, as people will know, done by Simon and Garfunkel in the 70s, and there's been covers of it, but I think personally for me, Disturbed, I think to me that's the best version of it personally, because it's the piano part's amazing, and it's just whenever I hear it, it just, there's something about it which it's like when you find the right car or when you find the right house. I sort of listen to it, and every time I listen to it, I just get that feeling of there's something about this tune which I love, and it's completely different to obviously the ones you've heard. It's not going to go off onto some whacking great bass drum or anything, but it genuinely is brilliant. I like that. It gives this actually a good example of the variants of music that I do. I can listen to, like, say, like Disturbed. You've got power metal like Aylstorm and things, and then obviously the music that I choose to listen to. But yeah, Sound of Silence would probably be in my top five of all time, just because it's brilliant. I love it.
Silent raindrop.
So this was Disturbed and A Sound of Silence, cover of Simon and Garfunkel. So Ali, next we're gonna listen one composition played by you. It actually is your interpretation of the very famous hit song Fear of the Dark, known by every metalhead in the world probably. But how did you find this song?
Well, I've got to be careful here because I don't want to upset anyone, but I do have another artist that isn't on my list, and he actually did that melody as a cover, as like a French core worldwide anthem. And I played it to my partner and she instantly recognized it. And she said, do you know where that's from? And I said, I didn't know, obviously. So I've got to be careful here because my interpretation of it is, obviously, as I've said before, I've kept the original melody, and so his name's Dr. Peacock, if you really want to know. But that's actually what kind of drove me, so I actually want to do my version. And as I said before, I've kept the original melody. If you listen, well, when we listen to it, you'll obviously hear it, but I've also put some of my own bits in it as well. But it was good fun doing it, because obviously if you listen to the, obviously everyone knows the original, there's my version, but that's why my artist version isn't on the list, because I think it would just get too confusing if you had three different things. But no, I that's why I wanted to do it, because I just listened to it like a few times and I worked it out, and then I just sort of in my head thought, okay, these are the chords, these are the bass notes, this is what I want. I've got some extra bits in my head I can do overlapping it, but still keeping the abundance of the original tune. I'm pretty pleased with it, actually.
So let's listen to it. Thank you. this was Fear of the Dark in the version of our studio guest Alistair Clark. Say, Ali, how many different songs or melodies have you already recorded?
What, in terms of professionally or just... Well, I mean, I can learn a sort of an original melody quite quickly. Like, for example, the Eiffel 55 blues song. I learned that within, like, the space of half an hour. And there's actually... It was quite funny, because even in Estonia... we were actually in a taxi, and there was a tune on the radio. I think it was Polish or Russian. Sorry if I've upset anyone by getting that wrong. But there's I actually took the name of it down, and I said to my partner, I said, I'll write the name of that down. So I've got the name of it on my phone, and that melody, I can look it up, and I'll do something with that. I'll have that as like either a bass melody or a melody, and then I'll just do it. So anything that sticks in my head, there's like, so they call it loop, obviously you'll know about them, but any sort of loop, what I call loop melodies, I can do them and sort of do my own stuff on it. But in terms of actually recording it, I've only recently just started using Logic on the iPad. So, I mean, I want to record a lot more, yeah, definitely.
And have you ever been thinking about releasing your music? And
That's actually quite funny, because in 2017, there was actually an awards ceremony called the Kursler Awards. Now, that was like a very specific kind of, it wasn't a competition, but that was like a very, very special sort of thing you could do, where you could send your stuff off. So you had some people doing art, some people doing music. Those were like, there was other sort of aspects as well, but those were the two main ones. And thousands of people entered this, and I did one, which I called String Theory. Right. Now, that got highly recommended by a board of London music producers, and it actually got put in the Turner Gallery in Margate in the UK. But also what happened with that is that actually got used for the Mental Health Awareness Week, like on their sort of radio show. And the point about that was, is when on there's a form that you fill in that say, oh, you know, if enough people like it or whatever, would you want money or royalties? I mean, I said no, because I wanted to sort of get something out there. But I don't know, I probably should have said yes now. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. But yeah, but no, in terms of that, yeah, no, as in terms of recording, I want to record a lot more. And in terms of melody learning, I can, yeah, do it quite quickly.
All right. And also you have written down the name Tommy Knocker, and the song A Twist. What's that?
Yeah, that well, a lot of people do ask that question, what is it? This is actually where it all started. So before I listened to this type of hardcore, there's like a happy hardcore which I listened to, and this was years and years ago when Woolworths was still around. That shows you how long ago it was. And there was a CD in the shop, and I only bought it because it stood out, and there was a song on that CD by Tommy Knock, and it was called Twist. And I loved the energy of it. I loved, like I said, it's really ironic because the music that I play is like really sort of melodic and everything, and in terms of A, what you've heard, and B, what you're going to hear, it's completely polar opposites. But this song, I listened to it on repeat for about 3 months, and my mum nearly had a breakdown. Well, I don't know if she did, but the point is I had it on repeat. My mum actually liked it. That's the funny thing. But that's what started it off, and that's why it's special to me. And I bought the CD because I had a paper round. It's the only way I got the money for it.
All right.
But yeah.
Here it comes.
Hey.
It was Tommy Knocker and Twist. And Ali, you also have recorded your own version of one very famous Metallica's song. How did you come to that?
That was, again, I have to be careful not to upset the rock population here. It was kind of the same story as Fear of the Dark, because obviously one of my artists, again, he did his own sort of version of it, but the actual original melody and the melody that they came up with actually go together really, really well. So there's obviously the original melody that everyone knows. You'll hear it in the tune, in my composition. There's the original melody that everyone knows, but there's also a backing melody. There's another bit of melody. Now, that other bit of melody I learned from my artist's version of it. So the original melody everyone knows, there's another melody that you hear on top of that, or mixed in with that, which is the melody that my artist came up, and it just so happens that those two melodies go together really well, and obviously there's my spin on it as well. So that's how I came to it.
Oh.
It was good fun. I enjoyed it.
Very, very interesting. let's put it on.
Thank you.
te kuulate Eesti saadet, sest täna jällegi inglise keeles ja meie saate külalise Alistair Clarkiga räägime tema enda poolt salvestatud ja ka tema enda poolt kirjutatud muusikast ning samuti tema lemmikartistidest, kes teda on mõjutanud kõige muu hulgas. So Ali, one of your favorites is also artist whose name I've never heard before.
You probably won't have, to be honest.
I don't dare to to say this name.
Can you help me? Neophytes and TM.
Yes.
So yeah, Neophyte is probably my all-time top favorite artist. He got, although the Tommy Knocker song got me into the music, it was actually the Neophyte. Obviously consists of three people now, people associate with one person, but he was the reason really why I really got into the music, because his live acts are incredible, his energy was incredible. And yeah, so the next song, Neophyte and TM, it's actually you'll notice there's a pattern here. It's called Les Saboteurs. Now the Beastie Boys did a song obviously called Sabotage, and that is their version. Neophyte did his own version of that song, and TM is French, which is why it's called Les Saboteurs. And when I first heard this one on Neophyte's Maniac album Chapter One, just for me the kick drum in that was just so heavy, and I will always remember it and as one of my favorite Neophyte tunes. And but yeah, like I said, it's completely different from the music that I play. That's why I love it. It's mental and it's crazy.
Yeah,
the energy.
Let's hope our listeners will love it too.
Well.
Thank you.
te kuulate Eesti saadet. Mina olen Lauri Leis ja täna on meil saate külaliseks Alistair Clark Ühendkuningriigist. Oleme kuulanud tema enda tehtud muusikat ja muusikat, mis teda on mõjutanud. So, Ali, we have one song left, Anger Fist. Who are they?
Yeah, well, I saved this one to last purely because Anger Fist is basically probably the biggest name in hardcore, and he started his music career basically when he was in his sort of mid-teens. And like me, he's always had, a lot of these artists have, but for me, his passion to his music, it's been this exactly the same. And he started off obviously like Fruity Loops and stuff like that. I know a lot of these artists did, but he had that, you can tell that straight away, even before he was making hardcore, you could tell that music was something that he wanted to do, like the same as me. And when I, it's like the piano thing, the first time we ever came to Tallinn, I played the piano in Tallinn. My partner said, oh, you know, play it. And I was like, no, don't want to do that. But I eventually did it. And so I actually played World's End. And I probably should have said this earlier before that, really. But anyway, so I played sort of a bit of World's End. And we're in a coffee queue. And this bloke comes up to us and he said, oh, you know, never heard anyone play that before. And his name's Platon. And he actually runs, he actually works with a producer called Rob Montes. And they have an app called Mindspire, and I've been in the studio with him, recorded some stuff and everything like that. So that's why it sort of links in as well quite nicely with the last one, because he's just had this formidable, like, kind of arsenal of stuff. I mean, a lot of, like, the Neophyte Freedom, they all have, but Anger Fist is, if you say Master of Hardcore to someone, Anger Fist is the name that everyone associates him by. And tonight is his song that when I went to Holland, I first saw that. So I just have this image of hearing it, and just, well, everyone else had it, I know, but I just had this image of seeing him, like, with the mask on, the hockey mask, and it was actually a Jason mask. Anyway, the point about that is that that's the image I will always have, and that's why this is last, because it is just, it's so powerful, but then at the same time, it's still got that essence of, you know, it's something else is there. And it's like I say, it is a bit of what I call blasting out noise, but it is also, I think for me, one of the turning points for me about it, where you make that crossover. But I'll say, this just all of this is just my opinion anyway.
So and as you told me before, you chose the song to play as the last one in the show, because it has a beginning and the end.
Yeah, it's I mean, obviously all of them have an ending, but I think out of all of them, I think this is one that actually sort of sounds like it should end. Yeah. Not because it goes on for a long time, but because the other ones sort of, to me personally, sound like something else they should be mixed in. But to me, this one sounds like it should end. Mm. So I think that's why I think that for me it's a good ending tune, and it's just sheer power.
Yeah. So we have come to the end with our show. Thank you very much, Ali.
That's all right. Thank you for having me. Yeah. You know, it's been good. It's been good to talk.
Yeah, and good luck to you with your future recordings.
Yes, thank you. I hope, you know, I'm going to keep at it.
Yeah.
You got to go.
Ja aitäh, head kuulajad, kuni järgmise korrani. Kuulete meist mõne aja pärast jälle. Mina olen Lauri Leis, kohtumiseni.
Yes!